Welcome to another edition of the Children's Mercy Family Health Partners audio series informing you about the benefits available to Children's Mercy Family Health Partners members. We will be discussing dental benefits with Dr. Walt Fitzinger, a pediatric dentist with over 35 years of experience in delivering children's dental care and in managing dental benefits. He founded Bridgeport Dental Services in 1999 and still serves as its dental director. It's important for children to get regular dental checkups. We encourage you and your family to find a dental home. It's a place where you can feel comfortable visiting for ongoing preventive care and treatment. If you have more questions, please contact Children's Mercy Family Health Partners by visiting our website at www.fhp.org or calling us toll-free at 1-800-347-9363. Dr. Fitzinger, what is the leading cause of tooth loss in children?
The leading cause of tooth loss in children is really decay. And decay can start early. And again, I want to emphasize that it's very important that you take your child to the dentist as soon as they have primary teeth in their mouth, which is usually going to be around age anywhere from 8 months, but we usually say come in by 1 year of age. That will, again, be a visit that we can check the child's teeth. We can see if there's a step called decalcification, which could lead decay. If we see a child that does have decalcification, we may want to apply a fluoride treatment or a fluoride varnish to those teeth. Again, by far the leading cause of tooth loss in children is dental decay.
You had mentioned the fact that trying to get them into a dentist prior to being 1 year old, but my child doesn't have any teeth coming in before then. Why would it be important then?
Well, we would say by 1 year old, most children have teeth. Not all. Some are developing teeth later than that. However, we say by somewhere around the first year of age, a patient should see a dentist. And again, that's not a visit where they're going to be doing anything, but they'll be checking the teeth. And it's surprising how many patients that we do see at age one that already are starting decay in their teeth.
What are the best tips on teaching your child about good oral health?
Well, first of all, it could be learning by example. If your child sees you brushing your teeth twice a day, they're going to be inclined to do that as well. So we would certainly recommend that's where we start. The other thing is it's so important for parents to assist their child in brushing. And I can't emphasize enough how important it is in that 1, 2, and 3-year-old to do the brushing for them at least once a day, but preferably twice a day. As the children get to be a little bit older in the area of 5 and 6, they can start to do it, but at least once a day, the parent may want to go over that brushing. Dental floss, we have parents do until the child's about age 8 to 9 when they start to have the manual dexterity to be able to do it themselves. But prior to that age, flossing really should be done by the parent.
Thank you so much for joining us for this instructional video that has dealt with the leading cause of tooth loss in children, preparing for the first dental appointment for children at or under the age of 1, and also regarding teaching tips for parents. If you would like more information or have questions, visit the Bridgeport Dental website at www.bridgeportdental.com or visit Children's Mercy Family Health Partners website at www.fhp.org.